com. This message brought to you in part by Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Greg Eystone, Riley County Extension, is in studio with us. I'm Brady Bowman, and we're talking gardening. We're talking about the 30th annual garden tour. We talked about that in a previous segment. Again, that'll be Sunday, June 10th. Go from 1 to 5 p.m. And Greg, we're talking just over break, just about how kind of crazy of a time it is. If you're outdoors doing stuff, if you're mowing your grass, planting grass, tending your plants, whatever, the weather's just been so crazy. No spring.
We had a real challenge with our cool season vegetables this year. I'm still thinking maybe I'll get some peas to eat, but when it gets to 100 degrees, cool season plants definitely are struggling and shutting down. But on the other hand, the warm season vegetables will probably enjoy this to a certain degree. I don't know of any real vegetable likes 100-degree weather, but if it stays in the 80s and 90s, they should have a bumper crop on our tomatoes and peppers. And it is time to be planting sweet potatoes and some of your winter type of squash and pumpkins. So there's still definitely time to be planting some of our very warm season vegetables. One thing we were talking about on the garden tours, we had one in July once and was afraid of the high temperatures, and it actually was a very nice day. But that was to showcase some of the more warm season plants like daylilies. Well, we've had summer already, and so some of the daylilies are starting to bloom, and so this garden tour may have a little taste of our July kind of growing conditions and have some of those flowers blooming for people to enjoy and see this year.
Also want to remind folks, phone lines are open if you have a garden, lawn care, basically you name it. If it has to deal with horticulture,
you bet.
This is the guy to ask those questions to, 785-537-1350. Bluebell Horticulture Hint sort of preview, a little OT, I guess you can say.
Yeah, get you primed up for tomorrow morning.
Exactly, exactly. And I got a bonsai plant at Walmart like 2 or 3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's like has leaves. I think it's supposed to be a tea bonsai. I have it in the bathroom. Is there some trimming? You got some trimming tips on that. Do I actually need to trim it?
Yeah.
I mean, you have an offshoot that's kind of growing out.
Yeah. It's whatever you're trying to accomplish with that type of plant. But yeah,
just keep it alive.
Keeping it alive. Keeping it smaller is, you know, kind of the goal there. So pruning and also root pruning also is necessary to keep that plant in the size that you want. You mentioned you have it in your
it's in the bathroom. Yeah. Just to, you know, to add like that's a nice ambience to the bathroom.
You know, they like humidity probably, so that'll be a good thing. Your light is maybe your limiting factor there,
right.
So I want to make sure it's getting enough light energy to fulfill its life cycle there, and that would be your main challenge in that location.
I know it said something on one of the tabs, something about maybe some sort of plant food, like maybe once a week or however. Is that legit, or are they just trying to get me to spend money on plant food?
Yeah, you do need to give it some nutrients occasionally.
More than just water.
Yeah, but may not have to be very often because you're trying to not grow it very fast or anything like that. So.
Right.
I'd probably watch your plant, obviously, and see if it starts to not look as vigorous as far as color-wise, and then add some nutrients as needed. But it's going to be quite variable on how much and how often you do that.
Well, that's good to know. You know, I like it, and I like some indoor plants every once in a while. And I've read there's actually studies that say if you have some indoor plants, it helps your mood a little bit. It
Absolutely.
Helps kind of circulate oxygen indoors.
Yep, there's lots of research proving the fact that we need plants. So get out there and enjoy plants, even in our indoor interiors. So grow plants. Yeah,
there
it's
we
good
go.
For you.
Put them in your bathroom.
That's right.
That's where I spend a lot of my time. So 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Dave shakes his head at that comment. If you have any questions for Greg Eystone, this is the man to ask. You know, when it comes back to gardening right now, and a lot of folks I'm sure are kind of getting out there and getting back in their gardens and doing all sorts of stuff outside, what's some big tips that you maybe have for them, especially this time of year, June 1st?
You know, I get a lot of calls on, you know, insects and diseases and weeds and those kind of things, the pest situations, and, you know, they're definitely out there. But our main goal is proper moisture And we've been very dry, and so adding water when necessary is your biggest strength on growing healthy plants. And that also means don't overwater. You know, there's lots of situations where it rains, and maybe your automatic irrigation system is still running, and so that's going to damage the root system and compromise that. So you really need to monitor the watering. That's the biggest task for gardeners, providing just the right amount, and that, you know, that's kind of an ongoing challenge in our environment and with our lifestyles and things like that, but watering is the most thing and critical thing.
And we do have a phone call. I'm sure it's maybe a bathroom gardening question. We'll find out. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Well, it's not a bathroom problem, but I have an amaryllis. I was given it at Christmas time with my grandson and his wife, and I killed the cactus they gave us, but I have a green thumb, I think. And it has five beautiful leaves. They've all died off now, but it never would bloom. So what is the problem? I've called different nurseries, and I'll see, Greg, if you have anything.
So on an amaryllis, you're trying to store food energy into that bulb, and so that takes leaves, and it takes a little bit of nitrogen, which helps generate more leaves and good chlorophyll production and food energy. And so typically what we suggest is we put them outside in the summertime or just some bright area. It doesn't want necessarily direct sunlight, but there's light. Tremendous more light outside under a shade tree than inside, even though you know your eyes, you're reading things, they look similar. And so light energy is important, and to accumulate all that food energy in there, a little bit of nitrogen. Of course, it's not a winter hardy type of bulb, so it'd have to be brought in before frost and goes through a dormant period. And if as long as your bulb is big and
the bulb is big and healthy, I mean it's firm and everything a bulb should be. So you think probably it needs more light than what I've got in here, because I've got south windows, but they have a sheer,
Yeah, right. So if you took a light meter, you do really see that would determine how much light's coming in. So yes, outside under a shade tree that you can keep the amaryllis alive under with some nitrogen fertilizer occasionally, and bring it in before frost. And I think as long as your bulb gets big, then that would set the flower bud inside there and be ready to bloom when you're ready for it.
So I might need to add, it's in a pretty ceramic pot that doesn't have drainage in it, and so I never did water it very much. You don't want to drown it for sure. So
yeah.
Nitrogen, is that I could get that as a liquid or a granular and put a little on it. You think that would help it?
Yes. But you did mention drainage, and that's very important for any of our bulb type of plants that they don't want to be wet very much. So you want to make sure that they do have drainage when you do water or rains if you have it outside.
Yeah. Well, I'd probably bring it in. I've got a lot of flowers in pots outside, so the moles and gophers don't bother. I mean, if it's going to rain, or my carry them right in my garage, for overnight at least. So, well, that's some good thoughts. I hadn't heard that before, and so I'll try that. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you for the call. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. Dave, did we have another call for us? No? But is there like an official like bathroom gardener position or title? Does that even exist? If so, can I just take it?
I think that's something that you could develop here, Brady.
Okay, there we go.
You can be the king of that.
I could be kind of starting a revolution of like bringing gardening into your bathrooms.
Yeah, sure. We have what they're doing nowadays is green walls, and so they're kind of putting house plants, foliage plants as interior wallscapes, and that's a big thing. We have one on campus there in Throckmorton Hall, so if people want to go see that, you can see how that's doing, and that's adding those plants to the environment and adding positive reinforcement for the brain and getting us oxygen and all the good things that plants do for us.
Green walls,
yeah.
Boy, that sounds really interesting.
Living walls. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Here with Riley County Extension Agent Greg Eiston, we have just about 30 seconds left. Do want to remind folks that the 30th Annual Garden Tour will be Sunday, June 10th from 1 to 5 p.m. We'll have a couple tickets that we'll be giving away next week. Any final thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, just want to encourage people to come out to the garden tour. If you have a question, we are having this special event Saturday at 4 at Blueville Nursery, so you can come out and learn a little bit more about the garden tour.
Very good. That works. Wraps it up.
Thank you very much, Brady. Appreciate it.
If you missed any of today's show, it'll be on demand a little later today. at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a good week, and we'll see you Monday.
Why don't you put a cactus in your bathroom?
I guess that's the more normal thing to do, right? I've been thinking about that, too. I can add that in.
Of course, you know, my daughter's into succulents.
Yeah, very popular. Yeah. The main thing is don't overwater those. They don't need much water at all. So if it dies, you probably overwatered it.
I assume no blame.
Okay. It was a plant's fault.
Good job this morning. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, after CBS News, we'll have Clark Howard, then Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon. More K-State stuff after we have that schedule announcement for football for September. And then the Royals on the radio beginning at 6:30. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan. Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Peter King. A day after imposing tariffs on imported goods from Europe, Mexico, and Canada, President Trump has fired another shot, tweeting that Canada has treated American agriculture and farmers